Hi there, Bob.
Hey, Ross, more on what you've been talking about in the last few minutes. We are learning more about the intelligence behind the commando raid in Syria. Announced by President Trump in a White House address at midnight Melbourne time, Trump described in vivid detail the daring attack that led to the death of the world's most wanted terrorist, the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Eight helicopters carrying special forces troops flew in darkness through airspace controlled by Russia with Moscow's permission. The Americans were met by hostile fire when they landed and entered the target building by blowing holes through the walls rather than chance a booby-trap main entrance. Trump says they quickly found al-Baghdadi.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way. And he had dragged three of his young children with him. They were led to certain death. He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children.
The president made a point of repeatedly portraying al-Baghdadi as sick and depraved, and that he and his followers were losers and frightened puppies. Trump, in doing that, chose to use much stronger inflammatory language than other American presidents have in such moments. The president spoke of watching all of this happen in real time in the Situation Room in the White House basement, surrounded by generals and intel people.
We watched it so clearly.
How did you watch this?
Well, I don't want to say how, but we had absolutely perfect, as though you were watching a movie.
Al-Baghdadi was located in a somewhat surprising spot, a village deep inside a part of northwestern Syria, controlled by rival al-Qaeda groups. The CIA got that vital information from the arrest and interrogation of one of his wives and a courier. Yet, Ross, military officials say Trump's abrupt decision to pull forces from northern Syria earlier this month disrupted planning for the raid, forcing the Pentagon to press ahead with a risky night operation.